You are listening to the Family Discipleship Podcast, a podcast of training the church. Oh, I can't believe how nice these people are. I thought when people leave internet reviews, it's the place to really go off, you know, because like you're behind a screen. So why not just like lose your mind? But it's really sweet to see that a lot of people are being nice to us.
Yeah, that is kind.
It helps you practice and strengthen the muscles of charitable disagreement so that when you are disagreeing, like kind of like out in your daily lives, that you're kind of rehearsed in that and you have a more gracious response than if you're only listening to things that you agree with all the time.
But I think that topically kind of captures a lot of why we do the podcast, is the idea that there is a different way to parent as a Christian than there is as a non-Christian. Therefore, what we are going to be teaching kids is countercultural. Hey, this is Adam Griffin, and I'm here with my co-host, first, Mrs. Cassie Bryant. How are you doing today, Cassie?
Great.
Great.
I just ate a loaded baked potato.
Whoa.
For dinner.
How loaded?
We had a baked potato bar. I mean, it was loaded. It's sour cream, cheese, bacon.
Okay,
chives. Broccoli. Okay.
Chelsea, how you feel about chives?
Chives is quite the extra touch for an at-home meal.
Oh. Yeah, it was just some green onions. I mean, are green onions and chives the same thing?
I think so, but it just seems like something like a restaurant has a pile of them. But in order to have them at home, you would have to have like gotten an onion and cut it up.
Yeah, not a chance we'd do that, right?
Never.
It would make me weep. Also, the voice you're hearing is my beautiful wife, Chelsea Griffin. Chelsea, what's the perfect loaded baked potato then?
All of those things except chives.
Okay, minus the chives.
And butter. There was butter on the potato.
Would you put chili in there?
I don't mind chili.
Barbecue, like pulled pork.
I like brisket in a baked potato.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I get at one of our favorite barbecue restaurants.
That sounds good.
But have you noticed that whenever you ask Cassie how she's doing, she has to tell you something that she ate recently?
Totally.
I do love
she's
food.
She's like, here's what I'm eating.
Well, we just ate dinner, so it feels top of mind.
Yeah.
Top of mind.
Sometimes when we record, you're like, but I just had cereal.
Yeah, and I'm drinking my coffee.
Yeah, like you cannot tell anyone how you're doing without telling them what you are consuming.
This being episode 50, we really should review the first 50 episodes and say how many times when I ask Cassie how she's doing, does she mention either what she just drank, coffee, or what she just ate, or what day of the week it is, or something like that.
I feel like Chelsea is calling out some idolatry very publicly.
Oh, really? No, I think she
about my love for food.
Don't go deep here.
No, okay, great. No. This is not like a moment we're having.
A spiritual confrontation.
Over a podcast.
Yeah, that I was hoping to have when Adam asked you how you were doing.
We could have talked about how I came directly from reviewing Latin with my oldest daughter, but that I didn't want to put people to sleep this early in the episode.
Oh,
so,
ixnay. Yeah.
No, I think...
Is that Latin?
It's pig... Or it's what do they call it?
Yeah, that's pig Latin.
Latin? Yeah.
No, you do a good job at having something to say when asked how you're doing.
You're doing great. Thanks,
and this
guys.
Is a really excellent banter for episode 50. Hey, listeners, this is our episode dedicated to you. This is our 50th episode, and I'll tell you, this is nothing but a love letter to you, top to bottom, talking a little bit about our podcast. We are so grateful for all the ministry that is, honestly, that's given to us through this, not from you so much as guests we've gotten to have on, the conversations we got to have, and then, of course, the conversations we have off the air. But episode 50, guys, episode 50. Can you believe it?
No.
No.
I had no idea.
It feels like
today.
At the max this would be episode 48. Who knew, you know? Episode.
Why not 49? You don't like odd numbers.
You really didn't know till today, Chels, that this was the 50th episode?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, surprise. Chelsea, 50th episode.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. This is super exciting. I'm like honored to be here.
I am like honored as well. I've got six segments for us today. We're going to talk listening to our listeners, reviewing the reviews. We're going to brag on Brad. We're going to talk about a little TTC, our greatest guests and subjective subjects, which I think sounds a little like Celebrity Jeopardy.
I just like to say that on a lot of mommy blogs and fertility blogs, TTC is trying to conceive. But in this case, we are talking about training the church, the family of podcasts that we belong to.
But it is a parenting podcast. So, I mean, if we had to talk TTC, we could, right?
We're trying to conceive discipleship in the homes of our listeners.
Love it. Like Inception. We're putting the ideas in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that movie's
dream
about,
within
right?
a dream. Yep, yep, yeah, totally. Yeah.
And life begins at conception.
I'd also like to note that five of these have the alliteration thing going for it.
Oh, which one does not?
A little TTC.
Oh, really,
but I want to know if you tried and just failed. And so you just decided to call it what it is.
Let's call it failure. Let's call it failure. Yeah, number four is failure. Well, let's start with listening to listeners. I wanted to ask you, ladies, I know I have these conversations every once in a while. When you meet a listener in the wild, when somebody finds you or somebody texts you or somebody just lets you know, here's what your podcast is meant to you. What kind of conversations have you guys had? I would just, as an opportunity to brag on people that have talked to us about this, what kind of stuff are they bringing up to you guys?
Most recently, I had a member of our church come up and say, oh, I was just listening to your podcast and your voice came on and I felt like I know you. And I was like, well, you do. I'm right here. And you're a member of our church, which means I am like for you first before I would ever be for a podcast. And so like, this relationship is primary.
It's
as
real.
A covenant member of my local church. Yeah. It's a real relationship.
But it is a window into getting to know Cassie Bryan a little bit.
And what I eat, apparently.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Now we know so much more about your diet than we used to. But for real, like there's a sense, I know podcasts I listen to, you feel like you get to know the people.
Totally.
And you get to hear a little bit of their personality and maybe even a side of them that you're not used to, even if you know them in real life. Chelsea, anything that you get to hear from people that sticks out to you?
Oh, the most fun is if that happens to me at work. Now, it happens to you guys at work because you work at churches. But just a couple times, you know, I've been starting a person's IV or something like that. And they say, oh, are you Chelsea Griffin from the podcast? And that's just happened a couple times.
That's so fun.
It's been really fun. And like usually, you know, the woman is, you know, huffing and puffing and so doesn't have time to chat. But like one time it was the patient's sister. And it was really sweet because the patient was there to be like a real support, you know, to this birthing woman, but then like wanted to chat for a little bit. I'm like, we got to get refocused in here.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's super sweet. Super sweet to see moms coming in and having babies and get to chat a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, similarly to you, Cassie, I've met people that I know who've listened to it. I'm always kind of like surprised and honored if anybody we know, because we don't do a lot of promotion anywhere like
our home group like just found out we had a podcast.
Telling people. I'm not like preaching on Sundays going, hey, you know, on the podcast we had this week. We don't really do a lot of that, and that's part of, we'll get into that maybe here in a little bit. But so when somebody we know says something, like they'll say something kind like, hey, I love your podcast, and I almost always do a follow-up with, well, what episode like sticks out to you? And they almost always have an answer. Chelsea and I were sitting at a basketball game not long ago, and one of our friends said that the talking to your kids about LGBTQ issues was a super helpful episode.
Yeah.
Or they would tell us, you know, a guest that we had on that they really enjoyed. Or just this weekend, I was at church and somebody on their way in just said, hey, I was listening to an episode this week and loved it. Or one of the members of our home group actually recently told us that she like binge listened on, I think it was a road trip or something. And she said, like, I feel like I've had your voices in my head all day, which is a little bit odd, a little bit weird, but I am honored by that. One of the things recently, a woman who was visiting our congregation came up after church. And if you're listening, just so you know, I was so honored by this. And I hope my wife and Cassie are as well. But she came up after service and just wanted to introduce herself and say, I'm, you know, from out of state and visiting some friends here and wanted to let you know. And in tears, she said something that you two, like it just in passing conversation that Cassie and Chelsea, as you guys talked about being working moms and having a gift to offer and having what that demonstrated for her family, it really touched her heart in such an obvious way. And I just want to commend the two of you for the difference you guys are making. I feel like my job in this podcast typically is if I could get one or both of you talking about something, that's going to be our best version of content. You guys have so much wisdom to offer. And so I am so grateful for you guys both as moms and co-hosts, but I know it has made a difference for listeners because I hear it.
Thank you.
Literally hear it. So I'm so grateful for you guys. And you know, when this was just an idea, just a thought, which we can get into the inception here in a little bit, it was not in my head how much of a difference I feel like it would make in my own life getting to hear from you guys on a regular basis and talk to the guests we've gotten to talk to. So I'm grateful for you guys. Speaking of the kind things listeners have done, Chelsea and Cassie, just a few weeks ago, we got an anonymous card in my office from somebody that's a listener that had like an enormous gift card in it to go eat. Chelsea, do you remember what we did with that gift card? I would love for you to share with us, now that you just put a snack in your mouth, this might be the best time possible.
She is snacking. I'm jealous.
Well, we went to that restaurant. We tried hard to run up a bill.
Boy, we did.
So that we could spend some portion of it and give the rest to Cassie and her husband. And so we just kept ordering things.
We ordered appetizers. We had
ordered
drinks.
So we had much.
Yes.
And then when the bill came, it was still only one third of the gift card.
So here's the good news.
So you're going to go on a second date?
No.
No, we're giving it all to you guys.
Yeah. No. Cassie and Eric, you guys will have to find a way to spend the rest of it. But whoever that listener is who anonymously gave us a gift card, that was so incredibly kind. I'm so grateful. Not that this is, we're not kind of fishing for gift cards by any stretch of the imagination, but I just wanted you to be honored knowing we definitely put it to good use.
I love that people at our churches are encouraged by it because they're at churches who care a lot about family discipleship and yet they're still listening and still encouraged by it. It's not like they're in a desert of that. You know, they're at churches that are equipping them and have events for them and have really strong next-gen ministries, and yet they're still listening and encouraged. And so it makes me imagine how encouraging it might be for the families who are at churches that don't have that kind of support yet or who are at churches that are just smaller that don't have the resources that we have. So it's really encouraging.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Have you guys ever been surprised by who's listening? Like if I've met like some single girls from our church or some like grandmas that are around that don't have kids at home and always surprised me like, hey, I loved that episode. Or, you know, obviously church workers, I'm not super surprised by, but has that ever happened to you guys? We're like, oh, I wouldn't even think of you listening to something like that.
Yeah, I can think of an older woman in our church that I consider just be full of wisdom. And I honestly just can't even think of a good reason for her to listen to our podcast, but she is so kind and complimentary of it and just says she enjoys listening to it. And Adam, I think she kind of does that because, you know, you're her pastor and she wants to hear it. And I think there's something just sweet about that. She's just like supportive. You know what I mean? She just wants to be supportive of something that we're trying to do. It doesn't really super duper apply to her everyday life, but just like, I was just, you know, surprised. And I was like, well, that's so kind. And she just always has an encouraging word for us. Like every time I see her.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sometimes surprised too. Brad, we'll talk about Brad here in a minute, but Brad sends us a monthly report on the podcast at the end of the month. You guys, I don't know if you guys ever check the monthly report.
Always. Yeah. In detail. Yeah. Love it.
So do I. Chelsea, do you ever read it?
It's our 50th episode.
It's okay to be honest. Have you ever read the monthly report?
I'm an accessory to the podcast.
That is just not true.
That is not true.
If we're going down, you're going down with
us. I love that one that said that we were the number one Christian podcast in Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
And then I met those two missionaries from Kazakhstan and they said they listened to our podcast. And I was like, it's you. It's just the two of you, isn't it? I was like, well, I guess it doesn't take a lot to be the number one Christian podcast in Kazakhstan.
Maybe, you don't know what our competition is, but if we did need to do like an international live show, Kazakhstan would be a great place to go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
There are, you know, I was really surprised in that report we get like where the international listenership is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not surprised that like Dallas is the number one city. I think the second was like Atlanta or someplace in Alabama.
South Carolina? Something.
Yeah. In the South.
We just had a girl who moved into us. Moved into our house and she's staying with us for about 6 months. And she was like, oh, my best friends in one of the Carolinas are listening. And I was like, wait, is it this town? Because this town is like the second.
It's like
and
a hot spot
it's the whole
podcast.
Church. It's the whole church.
That's funny.
Which is so great. That's really encouraging that people, you know, from all over.
Yeah, totally. Especially, you know, I think about how sometimes contextually, even some of the, like an episode we have coming up soon about school choice, that's going to be very contextual a lot to where we're at. And it's different where you go. So I'm always grateful for an international audience, grateful for, you know, people across the country to listen. But, you know, also I want to be sensitive to that while representing where we're at is kind of where we're coming from.
Do you assume the Japan listeners are Chad and Hiroko Farmer?
Well, let's shout out Chad and Hiroko. Yeah.
Mustard seed.
I don't want to call them out though if they're not listeners. So if you're
I do. I'm interested in that.
That's funny. Well, let's take a minute. You know, one of the things with the podcast is that people get to give you public feedback, which is one of my least favorite things about the internet. But the kind thing about this podcast, I don't know if you guys, well, I know for a fact that you guys have not really read their views despite what our social media maven has posted that there's a post on our social media that says like one of our favorite things every month is checking the reviews. We have never done that. We have never sat down together. I just had to walk Cassie and Chelsea through how to find our reviews. But I would love it if just for a minute, guys, if you could take a look at some of the really kind things that listeners have said, and then maybe even pull out one or two on here that maybe you think is particularly meaningful. I'll tell you, one of my favorite things recently, people are posting some questions, and I'll tell you, we'll get to any question that you post in a review, we will consider for our next Q&A episode, which we'll have one at the end of the season.
As long as they give us 5 stars, right? It's like five stars and a question.
Yeah.
5 stars and a question.
Well, I'll tell you, we have, of the people who left reviews, every single one of them is 5 stars, with the exception of one, which we'll talk about here in a second. But I'm grateful for all these reviews. Does anything stick out to you guys? Cassie, Chelsea?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I know who this is. I didn't know it told you their name.
Well, sometimes people leave a lot of anonymous reviews.
This one says, worth every minute. Which I'm just going to be honest, and I fast forward sometimes our past podcast.
Well, I was going to say—
You were there for it.
Well, sure.
But one of these is so nice. This girl said that she normally listens to podcasts on 1.5 times speed or 2 times speed, but she slows this one down because the content is good and she wants to hear it.
Oh,
and I'm like, that is so sweet because everyone likes to speed things up or for anything to be faster or more efficient. But for someone to, like, that's a really like a poignant review to say like, I'm willing to listen to this podcast on regular time.
Yeah. I also appreciate that her name is Cassie, but she clarified not the host. But this was not Cassie saying, I really love my own voice. I like to slow it down to half speed and listen to myself.
I legit do not like the sound of my voice. Remember hearing voicemails when I was like a middle schooler and just thought, is that really what I sound like?
That's what people have to listen to?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Anything stick out to you, Cassie?
There was and now I'm looking for it, but when you first showed me these and I had scrolled, there was a really positive review from a single mom. Yeah. And I just felt so encouraged by that because I know that we try to be mindful of parents in different seasons of life and not like a ideal nuclear family situation. And so to know that we have listeners out there that are living that every day and our podcast encourages them is an encouragement to me. And I want us to continue to be sensitive to that.
Totally. We also want to have some focused work with single parents. That's my hope, is we'll have some episodes that are especially targeted for single parents, but not like thinking about how the whole church is involved in ministry to single parents with single parents.
Absolutely. Can we talk about, are we going to get to the one bad review?
Yeah, I'll get to it in a second. Anything else that sticks out to you guys that's encouraging?
Oh, I can't believe how nice these people are. I thought when people leave internet reviews, it's the place to really go off, you know, because like you're behind a screen. So why not just like lose your mind? But it's really sweet to see that a lot of people are being nice to us.
Yeah, that is kind.
Adam, when you were on Culture Matters, I mean, we just got so much hate mail.
Oh, you know what? That is a major difference. And we haven't talked about this much, but I used to be on a different podcast. It still exists and it's a great podcast.
Yeah.
And they're still going, but I would on a regular basis get emails from people saying, how dare you this or how dare you that?
Culture Matters really, it ruffles people's feathers, I guess. Oh, yeah. But do you remember this, Cassie? At our Culture Matters Christmas party, we just like sat around and read some of the hate mail. And
no.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was so fun.
Oh, man.
Because
funny.
You know, me and Lauren and
Heather,
we didn't get all that, you know, so they were kind of sharing it with us and we were just dying.
What was kind of funny though is that like at the time, the other co-hosts also didn't receive it. I'd be like, hey, did you guys get this email or did you guys get this?
Oh,
no,
you're
never.
The target.
It was always like, and I think it's because my email address was very easy to find. You know, people could just go like, oh, there's Adam. I make my email address readily available so I get hate mail, which is not our way of saying on this episode, like, hey, we've gotten a lot of kind reviews. We're really open to your negative reviews if you want to start posting them or something like that. We're appreciating these. I don't need the hate
mail or the
corrective stuff.
But it was just wild. I just was always like really surprised by those because if I listened to like any amount of a podcast and I like hated it or thought that it was offensive, then I would just stop listening to it. But some people really took the time to come at y'all.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Well, this is the opposite. People have really taken some very precious time and said some really kind things about the ministry. You know, this is not really, and the reason we do this podcast is not for us. We're not trying to build a platform for Adam, Chelsea, or Cassie. We're not trying to promote ourselves. We're not chasing any kind of like podcast celebrity as if that was a thing with what we're doing. What I love about these reviews is that it's a lot of attesting to how God has used the conversations we're having to bless people and bless their families, which honestly, before every episode, we pray together. That's what our prayer is for. We're praying that God would use the content that we're creating. We pray with our guests before we interview them, praying that God would use this to influence in a positive manner, family discipleship. That's the point. And so I'm glad to see what's kind about these reviews is it looks like things have gone the way we could have hoped, yeah, or even better. Yeah. Well, let's talk about our one-star review. All right. So this is, this is really not that bad. It starts like this: some good conversations. That's kind, you know, some good conversations. Yeah. But this reviewer says we have way too many commercials. Now, I don't want to correct. I don't want to come back at. We're, just so we're clear, we do have commercials on this podcast. I want to make clear we are, like I said, we're not chasing celebrity. We're also not chasing money. We aren't going to the bank with big money bag emojis saying, you know, like, here we go, Adam, Cassie, Chelsea. But I'll tell you, we do have commercials, and that's because that it does cost money to produce our podcast. Like Chelsea, Cassie, and I all have full-time jobs. Podcasting is not our job. Sometimes we've had guests on that are like, oh, so this is your gig. This is your job. And we're like, no. This is something I do on my day off. Chelsea does on her day off. Cassie does on her day off. This is not like
8:30 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, right now. It's after our kids have gone to bed. We're recording a podcast, and it's not on the dime of any of our jobs. You know, this is what we do on the side, and we do it as a ministry, trying to serve listeners, trying to serve our community because we were asked to do it, which we'll get into in a second. But in order to do it that way, it means somebody has to do the editing. We're not doing it. Somebody has to do the social media. We're not doing it. Somebody puts in the ads and switches out the ads and books the ads and writes the ads. And while we record them, that's like the least amount of time it takes to do all the work on this. And so the real star behind the Family Discipleship Podcast is
Brad Wiggle.
So Brad, let me tell you, listeners, Brad is the guy who edits all of our garbage out, who even, you won't know this, but just a second ago, I said something that should be completely unairable, but he's going to cut it out. So you'll never,
hopefully
yeah. Or I really will get that hate mail, you know?
Come on, Brad.
But Brad'll edit these things out. Brad actually just started a company with our other good friend, Chris Sterrett, called The Good Podcast Company. And this is what they do. They help people do podcasts in a way that we couldn't otherwise do. You know, we can sit down, we can have these conversations. I book the guests. We're writing the scripts. We're coming up with what we're going to talk about. But Brad is the one that makes this all possible. So I wanted to take a second in this 50th episode and just brag on Brad and The Good Podcast Company. And even if you're out there starting a podcast, let me tell you, these are the kind of people that make that kind of stuff possible. It's Brad and Chris and The Good Podcast Company.
You'll need to sell ads.
You will need to sell ads. So I know that somebody said too many commercials. Let me tell you, compared to what you might watch on TV, or what you might watch on YouTube, we don't have that many commercials. In fact, what's really sweet, I think, about our podcast is the people who book ads are people that I would love to support. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want to support kids' Bibles and camps and conferences for people to grow in their relationship with the Lord? We're not doing commercials for, I don't know, for garbage, for cigarettes or something like that.
Yeah,
we're
if some of my favorite brands would like to reach out, I would really love to.
Ooh, like?
Pizza Hut, Dr. Pepper.
Yes. Title Dr. Pepper's local. We could probably get them.
We're friends with the marketing VP of marketing at Dr. Pepper. So
this sounds like an
opportunity.
I'm just
saying, like, that's an easy ad for me right there.
You let's record it now, and then they'll have the copy for it, so that it can be like, hey, see how compelling that was.
Yeah, what would you say? Give me 5 seconds.
I didn't
on
take
Dr.
marketing
Pepper.
In college, so it would go something like this. I like Dr. Pepper. I drink it. It tastes good. Something
Nailed
like
it.
That.
Why don't we do all our ads like that?
Yeah.
I like kids' Bibles.
Yeah.
They read good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like shoes.
I like shoes. Oh, you want a shoe ad?
I love shoes.
Okay. Well,
am I the only one? Ads.
I will tell you, I know that a lot of you listeners will skip ads. It actually really helps us. You guys wouldn't know this technology-wise, but listening to ads, we ads pay per impression. So they can tell on podcast technology whether or not you've listened or not. So one of the ways, if you ever like a podcast, this is not just for ours, but I'm telling you, just inside the industry, if you like a podcast, the way you support them is by, one, listening to their ads all the way through, and then two, going to the website for that ad, and three, if you really want to go above and beyond, you invest in what the ad was for. So a lot of podcast ads will say, you know, you get a discount for using the name of our podcast. That's because those people are measuring to see if their ad was effective on our podcast or not. And so they can tell like how many people on our podcast listened all the way through, followed up on the ad. And so, man, that's why one of the things we say at the end of every episode is if you love our podcast, one of the ways you can support us is by going to our sponsors. And but again, that's not because we're pursuing some kind of side income. It just makes this ministry possible. And that's why I wanted to brag on Brad and the
Good
Podcast Company.
I'd also like to brag on Brad that he's probably the best Mafia player I've ever played Mafia with.
Oh, see, I'm against Mafia. I don't know if we've talked about this on record.
Bummer.
I just don't enjoy it.
Because it's boring?
Okay, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're not like against it.
No, not like I'm for not organized like crime.
Great. Yeah. So this isn't the second time I'm being rebuked.
I was about
on the
to
podcast.
Say, you keep thinking everything is like a legit spiritual rebuke. He's just saying he doesn't like mafia.
Well, against but, is a strong, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I can see why Brad would be good at it. Because you can't, like Brad always looks like he's joking.
Yeah.
You know, like his face is always like.
Or he's always up to something.
Yeah. Like you can't read him. So
Brad's
yeah.
one of the funniest guys I know.
Absolutely.
And Chelsea, sometime we'll tell you guys, listeners, a funny story of Chelsea and I were sitting in San Antonio, which is a long way from Dallas. And we're just had a steak dinner.
Just right outside the Alamo.
That's relative.
And we ran into Brad Weigel in the middle of San Antonio.
For real?
And had a very real, what was called literally on YouTube, this guy has a homeless encounter YouTube page.
Called Homeless Encounters.
And this guy wanted
Wait,
to
Weigel
sing.
Weigel has that?
No.
Oh. This other guy.
This guy made Weigel a videotape on video on his camera singing a song to Chelsea.
We're going to need this in the show notes, Brad.
Yeah.
We're going to need this in the show
well,
notes.
Well, someday maybe we'll tell the whole story, but it was so ridiculous.
I still don't know what Brad was doing outside the Alamo.
He was there for a conference.
Wasn't he by himself, though?
Yeah.
Like, we were
that
there.
Doesn't
like,
surprise
me and Adam were on like a little trip, and we ate at this restaurant, and then we were just like outside looking at the Alamo, and then we were like, there's Brad.
Yeah. Anyway, good podcast. Weigel
in the wild.
Weigel in the wild. While we're talking about Brad, let me tell you something else that I love about this podcast. This podcast would not happen without Training the Church. We say at the beginning of every episode.
They're the best.
That this is a podcast of Training the Church. That is, sometimes I describe it as the Knowing Faith family. That's JT English and Kyle Worley and Jen Wilkin. It was their idea for us to do this podcast.
Yeah.
It's their support that made it possible. They fronted all the money that it took to buy all the equipment to be able to do this. Jen was one of our first guests. JT and Kyle hopped on episodes in our first season. They promoted the podcast. It's really, it's part of their family and it wouldn't happen without them. We love getting to do it. But I just wanted to take a second to shout out Knowing Faith. If you don't listen to Knowing Faith, but you do listen to us, you're missing out on honestly what I would consider a better podcast than ours. That's for sure. Listening to Knowing Faith. And then we also have several podcasts in the family and more to come. If you go to Training the Church website, you'll see our full family, whether it's Starting Place with Elizabeth Woodson, or if it's Tiny Theologians, it's coming, or Confronting Christianity with Rebecca McLaughlin and Kyle, or certainly Knowing Faith. I'm grateful for all of them. Yeah. Anything you guys wanted to say about Training the Church real quick?
Just thanks, Mom and Dads.
Yeah, seriously.
They're just so great. And they're so encouraging. Like, I ran into Kyle last Saturday and at the bakery. We live by the same bakery. And yeah, he's just always like, you're doing such great job.
That's great. Kyle would say that ours is the only podcast that he and Lauren both listen to. They have very different tastes.
Oh.
But Kyle and Lauren, we love you both. And I'm grateful
for
Training the Church. Hey, listeners, this episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast is brought to you by Crossway. They're publishing a brand new resource you have got to check out. It's New Morning Mercies for Teens, a daily gospel devotional by Paul David Tripp. This encouraging book features 366 engaging daily devotionals. They're all adapted for teenagers. Each day includes a one-sentence gospel-centered reading and an extended meditation. Bible verses, and a prompt for discussion or for personal reflection, which means they can do it on their own or with you. So pick up a copy of New Morning Mercies for Teens wherever books are sold, or you can visit crossway.org/plus to find out how you can get 30% off with a Crossway Plus account. Listeners, we love Crossway. We love Paul David Tripp. We love New Morning Mercies, and we're so pumped for New Morning Mercies for Teens. Check it out today at crossway.org. Hey, listeners, we live in a world where anxiety, depression, and weariness seem to be the basic descriptors of our lives. For many of us, our calendars and our plates are overfull, yet our lives still lack joy. But it doesn't have to be this way. Jesus invites you to have true and abundant joy that's only found in Him. In John 15, Jesus reveals three very surprising pathways to finding this type of joy. You can discover these pathways in the new book, Overflowing Joy, by author and Bible teacher Tara Due. This is available at lifeway.com, and you can save 40% off with the code JOY40. Again, that's JOY, the number 4, the number 0, at lifeway.com. The new book is Overflowing Joy by Tara Due. Check it out. All right, let's talk about our opinions real quick. I want to hear from you guys now that I'm done waxing intellectual and bragging on the people around us. I want to hear your opinion, our greatest guest. Chelsea, Cassie, who's the favorite guest. We're 50 episodes in. That's a big deal. And we've had a lot of episodes where there's no guest, but we've also had some really, really great guests. Anybody stick out to you guys?
I mean, it's hard to narrow down to one.
Well, you can name a couple. John Tyson.
John Tyson.
Yes.
Was outstanding. Our interview with him about the intentionality with which he discipled his son and his daughter, but our conversation was mostly about what he had done with his son. And I was super impacted by that. Just the care and thought that he had put in. And it wasn't for anybody else. It was for his son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was convicting. It was challenging. I remember being very tearful and afterwards being like, I feel very simultaneously overwhelmed and also kind of inspired. I feel motivated and I feel energized by what he's talking about. And also, you can't help but feeling a little behind when you are with someone who's done something with a lot of excellence, with great effort. And so I thought that was just a profound conversation. And then, Adam, I loved your conversation with Mr. Ortlund.
Oh, man, I love that episode.
I just felt like he blessed you like crazy.
Yeah.
And I know it was a blessing to a lot of our listeners, but I felt like he was just such a healing balm for you. And he really made an impression on you and your heart. And I just was so grateful for it.
Amen. And you know what's crazy about that one, too, if we did like a little behind the scenes, is Ray. So a lot of our guests come on right at the minute they're due or even late, right? Ray came on. Now, we're really good friends with his assistant. And he came on early. He came on 10 or 15 minutes early. And whoever, I think it was you and I, Cassie, interviewing him. And so you were running a little bit late, maybe, or right on time. You were probably right on time. And Ray came on early. And so he gave me 10 or 15 minutes, just the two of us, just chatting. And I was so ministered to. And I've met him several times in person other than that. But getting just one-on-one time, he was so generous with his time, so generous with his answer, so vulnerable. I loved that episode. It may not have blessed everybody as much as it did me, but it sure blessed me a ton.
Oh, for sure.
How about you, Cassie? What sticks out?
I've always loved Johnny Erickson Tata, but I was very surprised just by her presence on the podcast and how moved I was by what she had to say about heaven and the lives that we live here to prepare for eternity. And I think about that conversation the most just throughout my own parenting and daily life. So
that was wonderful.
And the compassion she showed me when I talked about my allergies.
It was unreal.
It was a joke. I was making a joke. And then I honestly felt guilty about the joke later and was like, do we redact that? What do we do? And then she was just like, I am so sorry. She was just so genuine.
Yeah.
About something that's so small.
After the episode ended, I think we were still talking after it was over. She was like, hey, Cassie, I'm so sorry about your seasonal allergies.
Which I was like, oh, I live in Texas, so it's kind of like most of us have that. But anyway, I was really grateful for her. She is incredible. She's incredible. I hope everyone listens to that podcast, that episode.
Well, I agree. I love John. Like, there's a lot of great ones. I thought John Tyson is one that I hear about from other people a lot. And even people that have listened to him on a lot of other podcasts, they will tell me, hey, the episode he did with you guys, we really had a very honest conversation, a really helpful conversation. I'll tell you, we've had a lot of episodes where there's only me or only two of us, and I always prefer to have all three of us there. It's sad to me that it was like just Chelsea and I with John Tyson, Cassie and I with Ray Ortlund. There are a lot. The way scheduling works sometimes is because we're all working people, I try my best to schedule our guests, but we're trying to be really gracious to our guests to say, when can they make it? And I make sure I can make it.
And I was in New York for the John Tyson episode. I just landed and I could not get to his office in time. Just couldn't do it.
Over.
Didn't know where he was either. That was also part of the problem.
Needed the invite.
Another one people tell me a lot is really helpful is the Justin Whitmell Early episode about habits of the household. People ask me about that one on a regular basis or talk about that book. I'm grateful, but we've had a lot of great guests. If you remember all the way back to the beginning of season one, when we had Chandler and Jen Wilkin and Trillia Newbell and kind of like a rapid succession, and all those conversations really blessed me.
I need to go back and listen to those.
They're great. I'm really grateful for them. Those are, the longer our episodes are out, the more listeners they gain, but those are some of our most listened to episodes we've done, or the kind of the beginning of the seasons. David Thomas, though, was one also that stuck out to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we have Sissy coming up.
Yeah. Sissy's going to be on our Mother's Day episode this season.
Let's go.
We actually, when we're recording this, we're just a couple days away from that conversation, but our listeners won't hear it for a couple months.
Okay,
that's another
what
thing that's kind of weird. Remember how we recorded with John Tyson in like November, and I think his episode dropped in April. So sometimes some of the things that are kind of strange is we'll have these great conversations. I remember, Chelsea, do you remember you and I sat at this table after talking with John Tyson, just in tears, talking about how we could, how this will affect our family and what we want to do with our boys. And then it was 5 or 6 months later before the rest of the world gets to hear that conversation and we get to invite other people into the things we're talking about.
But yeah.
What were you saying, Cassie?
I was just wondering if we were talking about our least favorite guests.
Oh,
well, I'm totally joking. No,
we are not going to name names, but I'll tell you, there have been times where we've had to edit some things, haven't there?
Cassie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we just, you know, I recently had a listener that was like, I would just love for you guys to give like a robust response. Yeah. You know, or just like a disagreement even. And we just kind of went back and forth and talked about how like, because the podcast isn't 2 hours long, you know, like we don't have time for it to be.
Totally.
Maybe as robust of a dialogue as we want. But I also want to not be an easily offendable person. And so yeah. I want to let whatever someone says sit a little bit before I am. Otherwise, most people who work with me and that I'm friends with know I can react pretty immediately to things. And so it's been a really good practice for me just to actually be quiet.
Well, bringing a guest on here isn't a way, in every podcast like this, bringing a guest on is not a way to endorse or say like everything this person ever does or says is good and right.
Totally.
We want to invite people to have conversations with us. Mm-hmm. And we hope that there's something gained. We hope that people are ministered to.
Yeah.
We're not going to agree with everything, but it doesn't mean that we would like to fight with our guests.
No.
And the win is...
But I do think there's something to be said for like, we could respond more strongly sometimes when somebody says something. Then there have been times, even recently, where we've had a guest say something, and I've tried to give that guest an opportunity to clarify. You're not saying this, are you?
Oh, yeah.
And when they say, no, I am saying that, we've had to say, okay, well, later I'm going to cut that
we're
out.
Gonna, you know? We're not going to let that stay.
That's not going to hit the air.
We should have like a code
rare.
Word.
That's
rare. Have like a, whoa.
Sasquatch.
But I think that's the win is a robust conversation in your homes, right? That you listen and then
absolutely.
Talk about it.
And the benefit, too, of not having a platform that is live recording means that Brad can edit things out and other things like that is really gracious for us as much as anybody. There's been things... You know, remember there was an episode we did, I don't remember what the topic was, but I started talking about a story that was really personal and then I went back and had Brad cut it out. And it's still, if you listen to the episode, Cassie, you are so gracious and compassionate. And I feel like if you knew there was an edit there, it would make more sense. But I kind of talk about something going on with our kids and I got too personal. I asked Brad to cut it out and your responses are like, oh, Adam, I am so sorry that happened to you. But we cut out what I shared. So it just sounds like—
I'm overreacting.
Well, it just sounds like you're so compassionate. I'm just kind of like, you know, things
Maybe
are hard
I
sometimes.
Am.
Somebody said this to us once. And you're like, oh my goodness. I'm sorry that happened to you.
That's funny.
But I did feel like, you know what? Sometimes I've said things that I regret saying. And that's a benefit of a not live platform. We get to cut some of those things out.
Well, and I appreciate diverse perspectives. And it's like our world is full of them. And I hope that, you know, Alan Jacobs has a book called Breaking Bread with the Dead. And we're not going to get into the whole book. It's a great book. You can read it in a sitting. But essentially, he talks about how like reading authors you disagree with will make you a more empathetic neighbor.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it just helps you. It helps you practice and strengthen the muscles of charitable disagreement so that when you are disagreeing like kind of like out in your daily lives with neighbors, coworkers, et cetera, that you're kind of rehearsed in that and you have a more gracious response than if you're only listening to things that you agree with all the time. What do they call that? When you just listen to people you agree with. Yeah.
Yep. I do think, you know, one of the ways that I try to be a good interviewer is by getting our guests to share their perspective. It doesn't mean we always enter into a debate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are some things that we would definitely debate or push back on or ask questions of. But I feel like our role is to sometimes just help somebody else get their perspective out there. And then maybe we give a civil retort or a way in which we say, no, I'm not all the way there. But we can do a better job of that for sure going forward.
I also really appreciate listeners who want to ask us about it. So the listener who reached out to me, I'd thanked her for her, you know, questions and for her even giving like the charity to reach out and not make assumptions about us. Was really helpful too. And so I would like to invite all of our listeners to ask questions or if you have a question about an interviewer or a question or an answer or whatever, then let us know.
Totally. Yep. Let's talk. Finally, let's talk about subjects. What have been some of your favorite subjects we've covered? We talked about guests. What have been some of the topics that you guys have loved?
Parent guilt.
Yeah.
That one really stands out.
It follows me all the time, places.
I like talking about like teaching theology to kids, good theology.
Yeah, with Amy Gannett.
Yeah, there's
that was so excellent.
There's no shortage of bad theology being taught to kids in our world about an angry God who's watching or being good for goodness sake, whatever it is. There's no shortage of that. And so I thought that was a really sweet topic. And just thinking about like how much we can bless kids with fundamental truth mm-hmm. at a young age.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was good. Cassie, anything stick out?
Yeah. I mean, Laura Wiffler's episode that we just released, I think was so good. And just thinking about how do I raise kids who are hospitable, like out in public, or just when they are encountered with someone that's different, like when they encounter someone that's different from them, how do they approach that, not with fear or discomfort, but with hospitality and see that person as made in the image of God. I love that episode.
Yeah, that was so good.
One that we get emails or messages about on a regular basis is my kid ready to get baptized? People will reach out and I'll send them to Cassie's way, you know, to talk about curriculum, and we'll get church workers to reach out about that. The countercultural parenting episode that we did at the beginning of, what was that, season 3 maybe? People will ask me about that, but I think that topically kind of captures a lot mm-hmm. of why we do the podcast.
Yeah,
is the idea that there is a different way to parent as a Christian than there is as a non-Christian. Therefore, what we are going to be teaching kids is countercultural. But really, a lot of what we do with family discipleship is we talk about, you know, time, moments, and milestones, and how those things work themselves out. Or we have any number of friends we'd love to have on to talk about different things. Countercultural parenting, to me, this kind of summary of a lot of why we do what we're doing right here and the challenge that I face in doing it. Well, Chelsea, Cassie, what do you think? Should we keep going? More episodes?
Oh, for sure. I thought you meant on this episode.
No.
maybe
she's
less.
She's like, no, wrap it up.
Maybe less is more.
Let's record some more episodes. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
I would love to just
carry on and see what happens and go from there.
All right.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah.
One season at a time. Let's just keep it.
Well, thanks for listening, friends. If you think it's as important as we do to disciple our families, please help us out by giving us a great review wherever you listen to the podcast. Visit one of our sponsors and share this episode with one of your friends. If you want to keep up with us or join the conversation, you can follow the Family Discipleship Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. We love you, listeners. We're looking forward to all God has for us in the weeks to come, and we'll see you next week.